Okay, let's pick up with the Gemara towards the bottom of Lam Gimel and Beis. We just began discussing the Kli Kunya. So what we said is from Rav Zvid is that if you have this money to Kunya, these Kalim that are made out of earthenware that apparently have this coating, they're glazed with lead or with glass of some sort. So either way, that you would expect to make them less absorbent. And so what Rav Zvid said is that if we're dealing with white or black ones, then those are permitted. If it's greenish ones, so then that's a problem because they add in this alum type of substance, this alum element, which makes them more absorbent. Of course, we said if there are kartufni, these cracks, these grooves of some sort, so then that makes them more absorbent, and again, that would be prohibited. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, about five lines up from the bottom, where it says, Darsh Meremar. Meremar darshan the following. Kunya bein uchma, bein chivra, bein yiroka, shari. He said, well, for kunya, whether it's black, whether it's white, whether it's greenish, it's permitted. Doesn't make a difference. So, ma'ishna mechametz pesach. So says Gemara, wait a second, what's the difference between this, when we're dealing with Yain Nesach, right? Because, presumably, Meremar's point is set in the context of Yain Nesach. So we're talking about that if you have kunya that was made, that was either Uchma or Chivra Yiroka, if it was used for Yain Nesach, it's fine afterwards. There's no problem with it being used for kosher wine. Okay, so why is that different than Chametz Pesach? What do you see in the discussion about Chametz Pesach? Says the boy Meremar. We know that they asked from Meremar the following Shaila. Hani money, the kunya, these money, these kalim that are kunya, that are made out of this clay cheres, they're made out of earthenware, that are coated, that are glazed. Ma'u la'ashtemushi b'hu b'pesach. What's the halach with using them on Pesach? Now, we'll have to see in a second. Yeroka lo tibaylecha, so greenish ones, don't bother, that's clearly not a question. You clearly can't be bothered about yeroka, that's not even a question. Dimitrifi, because they use this tzirif, they use this alum element in it, ubali, and it's very, that makes the kunya very absorbent, vasiri, and so therefore they are us. In other words, that means that if these kalim, these kunya kalim, had been used during the year for chametz, so then that means that the kalim absorbed the chametz, and therefore you can't use these kalim for Pesach. Ki tibaylecha, so with regard to what is your question, chivri v'uchmi, you clearly are asking your question only with regard to chivri v'uchmi, if you have the white glazed kalim, or if you have the black glazed kalim, so then that's what your question is. Ki isbuhu kartufni. Now wait a second. So he says further, when they have kartufni, when they have these cracks, these grooves, lo tibaylecha, you clearly can't be asking that question as a question. Devari bali, because those definitely absorb vasiri, and so they are aser. Ki tibaylecha deshi'i. So clearly, with regard to what is your question, when they are shi'i, when they are smooth, my, what is the halacha over there? Okay, so again, just to put it all together, they asked Meremar, what's the story with using these kunya kalim on Pesach? And what he responded, or what's automatically included in their question, or not included in their question, is that if they're green, that's definitely not a shaila, because if they're green, they're definitely absorbent, because they have this tzrif. If they're white or black, okay, so we could be talking about white or black, but if they have kartufni, then that's definitely not a question. So the only question really on the table is if they are chivri or uchmi, and they are shi'i, where they are smooth, they don't have kartufni. So now that we've clarified the question that they're asking Meremar, and the only place where their question could be relevant, and this was again with regard to Pesach, Amalu, so he said to them, Ana chazina lehu de medaisi. I see them. I see these kalim, these glazed kalim, these kunya kalim. De medaisi, that Rashi explains medaisi is from a lashon of mazia. Mazia is to sweat. So these kalim sweat. The kibin the medaisi, and since these kalim sweat, vali bali, they definitely absorb vasu and they are prohibited. In other words, what he's arguing is that the whole concept over here of glazed kalim is that because they are coated with some sort of lead or glass, so because that makes them less porous, it makes them less absorbent, and so maybe then you could be makel when it comes to Yain Nesach, and maybe then you could be makel when it comes to these kalim, if they were used for chametz during the year, so maybe you could use them for on Pesach. So what he's observing is that I've seen these kalim and they are sweating. In other words, I see that they emit blios. outside. I see that they emit whatever they've absorbed. You see that it's sticking on the surface. You see it on top. And so therefore, clearly, if they are able to emit things from within the walls of the kelim, that means that they are also absorbent. And if they are absorbent, then that means that they've absorbed the chametz from during the year, and which would make them usur for Pesach. Now, my taima, what's the reasoning here? HaTorah hi'ida al kli charis, because the Torah attests to the fact about earthenware kelim she'ena yotze midel dafano la'olam, that the flavor, the tam that's embedded in the walls of a kli charis, do not leave the walls of the kli charis la'olam, ever. We know that this is in the, when it comes to karbanos. We know that the Torah says that when you cook karbanos, right, certain karbanos are burned entirely on the mizbeach, but certain karbanos are eaten. So when they're eaten, how do you cook them? You can cook them in pots, but what are those pots made out of? So the Torah says, when we're dealing with kli charis, so there's a problem with using kli charis pots, because they're going to have to be broken. They can never be used again, because the kli charis would have kachim flavor embedded in the walls of the kelim that can never be purged. So either way, what do you see? You see that because these are kli charis, because the kunyat kelim, it's true they're glazed, but they're kli charis, and we know that for kli charis, they don't release entirely the flavor embedded in them. So now the question then is, this is how Maamar Paskin when it came to Hilchos Pesach, right? When they asked him, what's the story with using these kelim on Pesach, if you've used them during the year for chametz, and he basically said, well, I see that these kelim are clearly absorbent if they have the ability to release some of the flavor, some of the whatever is absorbed in them, and so therefore you can't use these kelim on Pesach. Now the question is, well, mashna miyayin nesach? What's the difference from miyayin nesach to darsh lu mereimar? As we know that mereimar darshan, he taught that kulu money the kunya shari, that he said that all these money the kunya, all these, if you have money the kunya, if you have these kalim that are glazed earthenware kalim, they are permitted. If they have contained yayin nesach before, there's no problem with using them now for kosher wine, because again, the idea seems to be that if they're glazed, that makes them less porous, less absorbent. So what's going on over here? Why is it that when it comes to yayin nesach, there's no problem with using these glazed kelim, these kunya kelim, afterwards for kosher wine, even if they've been used for yayin nesach before, but when it comes to using them on Pesach, there's a problem if they've been used for chametz? What's going on? So, says the Gemara, now, v'chitem, maybe you're going to tell me that there's a difference, chametz daraisa. Chametz, we know, is an iser daraisa. And therefore, maybe, when it comes to chametz, he's very machmer. But yainesach, derbanon, yainesach, the prohibition that might emerge from using these kelim, from using yainesach, is going to be, at best, an iser derbanon. And so, therefore, maybe Mreimar was very lenient when it came to using kunya kelim that had been used to store yayin nesach before, but he wasn't make when it came to using these kunya kelim that had been used for chametz. The problem with saying that, says the Gemara, is vaha, but I thought we said that kol detakan rabbanon, anytime that you have a chachamim that instituted something, ke'en daraisa takan, they instituted it, they formatted it, they modeled their halacha after daraisa, and so therefore, if they're going to be modeling the halachas of yayin nesach after something, they're going to model it after an iser daraisa, and so therefore we'd presume that whatever halachas you find by chametz b'pesach are going to be similar to, for yayin nesach it's going to be modeled after chametz b'pesach, so there shouldn't be such major differences. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the difference is. I'll tell you why it is that Mereimar, when it came to kunya, for yayin nesach he was mekel, but when it came to kunya that had been used for chametz, he was machmer. What was the reason? Because this one, its use is for hot foods, and this one, its use is for cold foods. And so, in other words, when we're dealing with chametz, it's used during the rest of the year for chametz, so it's used for hot foods, and so therefore it's that the heat, of course, facilitates the absorbance, as opposed to the kunya, that are these glazed kelim that are used to store wine. Those are not used for hot foods; those are used for cold foods, and so therefore you can be mekel and you can use them for kosher wine afterwards. Okay, now, the Gemara continues and says as follows. Rabbi Akiva ikla leginzik. Rabbi Akiva went to Ginzik. Bominate asked him the following question. Do we fast for hours or do we not fast for hours? And what Rashi explains over here is as follows. Let's say you have a fellow who, for some reason or another, he was at work all day or he's preoccupied with something and he doesn't eat anything until halfway through the day. And then he realizes, oh, I've already not eaten for half the day. Might as well make this day a tainus day. I need to make a tainus day for something or another anyway, so let this be my day to serve as a tainus. So now it's halfway through the day, and he's decided that he wants this day to count as a fast day, so he fasts the rest of the day. That's the question. That's what we mean when we say Mis'ana L'Shavuos, at least according to Rashi. The Baal HaTos have a long discussion about this, as you could see. So now the question is, is this a valid fast or not? Right. In other words, do you say that this would constitute a fast? So says the Gemara, Lo hava biyare, it wasn't in his hands. In other words, he didn't know the answer to the question. Kankanim shel ofta kuchavim, when we are dealing with the kankanim. So this was another question that they asked Rabbi Akiva. What about when it comes to those kankanim, the earthenware jugs of Gayim, asuran or mutarn? Are those asur or are those permitted? You know, can you use them without kashering them or not? So, lo hava biyare, he didn't have it in his hands. He didn't know the answer to the question. They asked him a third question. With what did Moshe serve all 7 days of the Yimei HaMiluim? The Yimei HaMiluim were the first 7 days that the Mishkan was ever to be set up. That's when its initiation was, and its inauguration was. And so for those first 7 days ever, when Moshe Rabbeinu set it up and put it down, he did the Avodah in the Mishkan. So the question is, normally, who does the avodah in the Mishkan? The same person does the major avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, which would mean that the Mishkan was being done, the Mishkan's avodah was going to be done typically by Aaron HaKohen, which means that Aaron HaKohen, we know, wore the Shemona Begadim. He wore the Begdei Kuna, the Begdei Kohen Gadol, I should say. So the question is, but Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen Gadol. I mean, there is a little bit of a discussion, obviously, in Zevachim about it. And again, the Baal HaTos bring up that Gemara. But simply speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen Gadol. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell him to do the Avodah for the Meluim, for the Shivas Yimei Meluim. But we don't find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what Begadim to wear. So what Begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? Did he wear a Big Tikkuna or did he not wear a Big Tikkuna? So the Gemara says as follows. Lo Vialei, he didn't have it in his hands, he didn't know. So Asa Shah Be Medrash. So he came, Rabbi Akiva came over, and he asked in the Beis Medrash, what's the story with these halachas? So Arma, they said, Hilchasa, the halacha is Mis'ana L'Shavuos. So we do fast for hours. In other words, if you decided halfway through the day, I've already not eaten anything so far, might as well make this day a fast day, that's a valid fast day. That counts as a tainus. Ve'im Hishlam, or some take out Ve'im Hishlam, and if he completes it, Mispal Tfilas Tainus. He would have to daven the Tfilas Tainus. In other words, right, he would have to make the relevant insertions. When he davens Mincha later that day, he would have to make the relevant insertions for a Tainus. The Hilchasa, and also the Halacha is, Kankan and Shalot Kuchavim. When you have these earthenware jugs of Gayim, La'achir Yudbez Chodesh Mutarn, after 12 months, they are permitted. In other words, the earthenware jugs that were used by Gayim, after 12 months, once 12 months has passed by, they are perfectly acceptable for use. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to kasher them at all. Obviously, if you wanted to use them earlier than 12 months, though, you would have to kasher them. You'd have to do like the putting the water in for 3 days, rinsing them out every 24 hours. Okay. Now, b'shimish Moshe, with what did Moshe serve? Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. What did he do? What was he wearing when he did the avodah in the Mishkan for the 7 days of the Yimei HaMiluim? B'chalok lavan. He wore a white cloak. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Rav Kana Masni, Rav Kana taught, though, B'chalak Lavan, Shein Bo Imra. It was, when he taught this, he said that it was a Chalak Lavan, it was a white cloak that didn't have an Imra. Imra is like the thick, coarse hem that there was. So at least there are different understandings, actually, what this is. According to, you know, one explanation that Tosfos gives is referring to actually Imra, like Imra with an ayin. Imra with an ayin is tzemer, is wool. So it means that because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a full-fledged Kohen, so he couldn't have wool in his begadim, because if it had wool in those begadim, that means that they would contain klayim, and so he didn't do that. Either way, but simply speaking, this means that it didn't have a hem in it. Okay, so now, continuing the Gemara. Gemara says, Hachartzana v'azagin shal avdukam v'chulei. So we've said before, actually, you know, before we do this, let's just summarize very briefly. What we talked about so far was kuni. What we said is that from Reimar has this darshan that when it comes to Yayin Nesef, he says that if this glazed earthenware keli had been used for Yayin Nesef, it's perfectly fine to use it afterwards for kosher wine. When it comes to Pesach, though, Marimar was very machmer. He said that I see that the kunya kelim are absorbent, and so therefore they're going to be usher. If you use these kunya kelim for chametz during the year, you can't use them on Pesach. The question is, what's the difference between chametz for Pesach and yain nesach? And so what we explained is that for chametz during the year, the kunya kelim are used for hot foods, and so therefore it's absorbent. As opposed to the kunya that's used to store wine, so that's not a problem, that's not going to absorb anything, that's not hot, and so therefore there's no problem using it for kosher wine afterwards. Then we have the story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes to Ginzak, they ask him three shilas, they ask him, what's the story with observing a tainus l'shaos, meaning halfway through the day, you decide to make the rest of the day a tainus after you've seen that you've already, you know, not eaten anything during that, you know, the first part of the day. What's the halacha? Second question they asked him, what's the story with kankanus of the kachavim? Are they asar mutter? And the third question was, what clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear when he did the avodah in the Mishkan for the 7 days of the Milum? He didn't know the answers to any of these questions, so he came to the base measures and they told him. They said, the halacha is that you can observe a tainus l'shavos. Number two is for the kankanum of the kachavim. The relevant part over here is that after 12 months, they are mutter right away. You don't have to do any kashering to them. We assume that the flavor has dissipated. And the third is that for what begun did Moshe Rabbeinu wear when he did the avoda? For the Shivas Yemei Malum, he wore a white cloak. And Rav Kana had a slightly different version that it was he wore a white cloak that didn't have a hem. Okay, so let's finish off the last part of Gemara over here. We talked about in the Mishnah, what about when it comes to grape seeds or grape skins? So we said when it comes to kartzanim and zagin, those are grape seeds or grape skins, simply speaking, there's a little bit of a discussion that we're showing exactly what these are based on the Gemara Nazir. But either way, the Mishnah said that that's machlokas tanaim. According to the Meir, he says that the kartzanim and the zagin, if you get hold of grape seeds or grape skins, from Gayim, it's going to be Aser Bahana. The Chum disagreed. They said it actually depends. If they're moist, they're Aser. If they're dry, they're permitted. So now it says the Gemara as follows. Tana Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Chartzana Vahazagin Shal Ov the Gachavim, when you have these grape seeds or the grape skins from Gayim, Lachin, if they're moist, Asurin, they are prohibited. Yaveshim, if they're dry, Mutar, they are permitted. So in other words, the Braisa is presenting the opinion of the Chachamim. So it says the Gemara, Hai ninu lachin, v'hai ninu yivation. What are those things that are lachin, that are moist, and what are those that are dry? What constitutes moist, you know, grape skins and grape seeds, and what constitutes dried ones? So Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Yehuda quoted from Shmuel, lachin kol yobes chodesh. Lachin is that they are moist, means that they are within 12 months. For the first 12 months, they are considered to be moist. Yiveshim, what does it mean that they are dry? It means la'achir yud b'schodesh, it means after 12 months. Okay, itmar, the way that we have it is that we're opening up by introducing a discussion on Maraim, although some take this out, and it's Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, the Rabba Bar Bachana quoted from Rav Yochanan, Kishahin Asurin, Asurin Afilu Bahana. When we say that they are Asur, it means that they are usher entirely. You're not even allowed to use them to have any benefit. Kashen mutar. When we see that they are permitted, mutar nafilu b'achila. They are mutar even to eat. In other words, this line over here, when we're saying that lachin are asurin, yaveshim are permitted. At least simply speaking, this is what Rav Yochanan is referring to. So we are saying that, what does it mean that they're usher? It means that the lachin grape skins and seeds are usher entirely. Usher to have hanav from. Yaveshim means that they are permitted even for consumption. Amar Rav Zvid said, Hai Dordaya, the Chamra, the Dordaya we had before, that's referring to the sediments. So the sediments of wine, the Aramai, of a guy, Basar Tracer Yarchi, Shata, Shari. After 12 months, after a year's time, they are permitted. So now, the way that we have it is Amar of Chaviva Berei Derava, or Amar of Acha Berei Derava, Hani Gulfi Basar Tracer Yarchi Shata Shari. These Gulfi, which are, you know, we had this before, these Kalim, these earthenware Kalim, after 12 months, they are permitted, although the Bach takes out this whole line. So Amar of Chaviva, and that's how we'll assume like the Bach, and like other Rishonim, Amar of Chaviva, Rav Chaviva said, Hani Avta, or the way that you know, the way that others have it, it's not hani is these, it would be hach, it would be, or high. This avta, the tai, this avta that you get from the tai, as we've discussed before, those are the merchants, the road travelers, and the avta is like this leather skin. Rashi explains also over here. It's like some sort of a leather skin, leather pouch that they used for liquids. Some sort of a, you'll see, it's clearly some sort of like a canteen that they used, a leather canteen. So after the tithe, so this like leather canteen that these travelers, that these merchants carry with them, Basar Tracer Yarchi, after 12 months, Shata, a year's time, Shar. So after 12 months, after a year, they are permitted. Again, the assumption over here is, the way that Rashi explains it, is that these travelers, these merchants, are going to be carrying these canteens, and obviously the canteens are going to be keeping wine in. But if they're going for long distances, then that means that they're keeping the wine in there for a long time, which means then, as far as we're concerned, that they absorb a little bit more than usual. And that's why he's saying that it's going to take, you know, if after 12 months, though, he's saying that it's permitted. You don't have to. You have to do anything else. After 12 months, you're going to be fine. Now, Amar Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ika, or Amar Rav Acha Bereid Rava, said as follows: Hani Portzani the Aramai. These Portzani, which Rashi explains, is also like the schmutz, the residue that's left over from the grapes. So those residues, the Aramai that you obtain from a guy, Basar Tracer Yarchi Shata Shari. After a year's time, they're perfectly fine. Amar Ba'achabrei Rava, Hani Gulfi. Again, similar to the same that we had before, it could be that we would take it out now also. These Gulfi, these earthenware jugs, Shechimi V'uchmi, if they are, like we had before, they're red or they're black, Basar Tracer Yarchi, after 12 months, Shata, Basar Tracer Yarchi Shata, Shari, they are permitted. Okay, so the very last point that we're discussing over here is the idea that when you're talking about grape skins or grape seeds, the Chacham's opinion is that if they're moist, they're a problem. If they're dried out, then they're no longer going to be a problem. We discussed that moist means that they are at least within 12 months. They're under 12 months old. After 12 months, they're considered to be dried out. What do we mean when we say mutter or asr? Asr means asr bahana. Mutter means mutter entirely, even for consumption. Rav Zvid talks about this idea of sediments, wine sediments, that if you get them from a guy after 12 months, they're perfectly fine. And then we go on to discuss these leather canteens that were used by these travelers. So after 12 months, the psak was that they are mutter. We're talking about Portzani Dharma, a similar idea to the grape skins, to the sediments. Also after 12 months, that's fine. And Gulfi Shchimi Va'achmi, these jugs, the red jugs, the black jugs, after 12 months, those are also going to be fine. Okay, let's hold here.